Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Morning, welcome to Politics by Faith, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. So I've still been thinking about this clip from the Politico reporter on MSNBC saying that Christian nationalists, these terrorists, are people who believe that our rights come from God and not from the government. And it's so surreal because our rights do come from God, and it's our founding document, the Declaration of Independence, and all of our founding fathers knew this, and it's so obvious that that's obviously true and always has been true. And here this person is talking about how that's some crazy, dangerous idea. She's like, oh yeah, these people don't think their rights come from government. It's like, well, yeah, they don't. Like, what an unbelievable attempt at gaslighting. I think a lot of people will fall for it as it gets more orchestrated. So we're talking about this on the radio, and someone mentioned, it was yesterday's show, someone mentioned, I really forgot what it was, but it was, they used the word hand, really. That's all I remember. And how, I think they said God's hand is on everything. I don't know if they said God or I just heard that or put that in there. Because that morning, I read Zechariah 10 and 11. Zechariah is about the Israelites returning to Jerusalem from captivity in Babylon. And Zechariah said, we should restore the temple. And hey, everyone, we need to turn back to God and not be like our ancestors who turned away from God, which led to us being exiled. This is Zechariah 4, Zerubbabel, who's in charge of rebuilding the temple. So this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So this building of the tower, it's not by your might or by your power. The rebuild, this project will only be successful if you depend on me, if you depend on God. Of course, life lesson for all of us. We should stop here, actually. That should be the end of the episode. But just to drive it home even more, Zechariah 6:15, and this shall come to pass if, so all these good things, there's a whole list of the two chapters of good things. This shall come to pass if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Diligently obey. And the people of Jerusalem, they're all like, oh, when's the kingdom of God going to come, right? And Zechariah says, these are the things you shall do. Speak the truth to one another. Render in your gates judgments that are true and make peace. Do not devise evil in your hearts against one another. And love no false oath. For these things I hate, declares the Lord. So people are like, when will the kingdom of God come? And it's turned back around to, no, no, you need to do these things. So we'll skip to Zechariah. Let's start with 11, because that's how I read it, actually. Yesterday I went 11 and then 10. So Zechariah 11, this is God. "For I will no longer have pity on the inhabitants of this land, declares the Lord. Behold, I will cause each of them to fall into the hand of his neighbor, and each into the hand of his king, and they shall crush the land, and I will deliver none from their hand." I won't rescue anyone. I won't save anyone. Jeez, like what happened?
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
So what this shows, and it all comes to a head, like chapters 9 to 12. As I'm reading this, I'm just in awe of God's promises and God's sovereignty and power and control over everything. And it comes down to, do we as a people, are we going to reject God or embrace God? Where are we right now? As a people, it's obvious. Where are you now as a person? You are going to be mocked mercilessly. We haven't seen it here in America. Maybe there's been like silly little poking fun at Christians. You will be mocked mercilessly. You will be ridiculed for being a Christian nationalist. And you're like, oh, like I'm a Christian with an American flag on my front door. But like, I don't know, like, no, you're a Christian nationalist. Okay, one day you will be called much worse. And who knows what your punishment will be. But you will be considered dangerous to our nation. Know that. Know that. But what will you do? And who will we be? Will we allow people to go on TV and say, oh, Christian nationalists, they're terrible. They believe that our rights come from God. It's like, yeah, lady, everything comes from God. And we better obey him or else it's going to be Zechariah 11 for us. But if we obey his commandments, then all these good things shall come to pass. So let's this weekend just contemplate and think and pray about God's sovereignty and control and our role and our responsibility as disciples of Jesus who are obedient to God. MikeSlater.locals.com, commercial free. Night before, usually, this week has not been the night before a lot, apologies, but usually night before in transcript, MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.